Hey everyone, welcome to this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson. Later on in the show, we are very excited to have one of our counselors in the studio to answer a question from a college freshman who is already struggling with feelings of hopelessness in her situation. And so we'll have a great, I know, compassionate response to that. And then for our culture segment, we have got Matt Chandler, Pastor Matt Chandler, here to talk about his latest book, The Mingling of Souls. And you're like, what is that? What is soul mingling? Well, you know what? It's basically walking through the stages of dating towards marriage, in his opinion. And he has a lot of people to listen to him, so maybe we should just listen and see what he says about that. But speaking of relationships, here we are for our roundtable. We love it when we break it down with something related to relationships in our roundtable. All y'all love that. Pull up the blog, get ready to comment, because we have Deanna, Anthony, and Carrie here. Hey, guys.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
Very good to have you, because we're going to talk about breakups. Some of us have done them better than others, and I'm putting myself in the others category. I was trying to think this morning, and I was like, wow, did I ever have one that actually was pretty good? I think I had one, but it actually involved some divine deliverance. So I think that's probably the only reason why. So good stuff. We're all going to be able to share from our experience. Anthony, especially, because he's now married,
what?
So he doesn't have to have any more dating breakups.
Oh, praise God for that.
We're excited about that, because his wife Christina is hanging in with him as indefinitely.
Because she's awesome.
Yeah, because she's great.
She's a saint.
She's reading relationship books even as we speak. Okay, so I want to just start off. We're going to kick off this conversation and just very simple questions here. I'm going to start out by asking, how many times have each of you gone through a breakup, would you say? And you can define it however you want. Just give me a number. How many breakups?
I'd say about five.
Five?
Oh, I've had way more than that.
Oh, good. I don't feel so bad anymore.
No, I don't know that I can count how many breakups I've had.
Okay.
So, okay. Can we go with a handful?
How can you count?
I'll go with a handful.
A handful?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to say like bona fide breakups that were actual relationships. Mm-hmm. I would have to say about five or six, maybe.
Yeah.
It would be the scene.
Yeah,
for
I think
me.
The bona fide thing is important to qualify. Like in grade school, I had like a new girlfriend every week, but
right,
it never really like officially ended. It just kind of like we're both bored, do something else.
Yeah.
So the real breakups were like high school and beyond.
Well, and I'm trying to determine though, because as I think of mine, there were actually a couple things that I would call breakups with guys I actually never met. When you get into the online sphere, where I realized that it kind of was a relationship because we were so just enmeshed with communication, but then I actually never met him. So I kind of count a couple of those. Not all of them, otherwise I'd be in the three digits probably. But anyway, just putting it there. Okay, were you, on average with these relationships, were you more often dumped or were you the dumper, would you say?
I was more often the dumper.
You were?
Yeah.
Okay. I was more often dumped, I would say, which is very
sad.
Mine
was probably 50-50.
Okay.
I was a dumper, and as we spoke, I realized it was six, but anyways.
Okay. You were the dumper every time?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. These girls were just hanging on for you, Anthony. It didn't work out. Okay.
I
feel kind of awkward about saying that. I'm trying to remember. Now, I would say that after like first and second dates, I would say overwhelmingly I was the person that said no more.
Mm-hmm.
But in actual relationships, I would just hang on because I felt like I was not successful if I didn't make this thing work. And then the guys were like, no, this isn't going to work. You're done.
I was more on that side.
Okay.
If I really felt like it was at a point where I just can't. I have a low tolerance for when things aren't working to just keep trying, especially if we've kind of gone around and around and around and identified the problems in the relationship and have said we were going to work towards it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just not happening, just at some point somebody has to rip off the Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I never
did that.
Yeah, I hung on and kept applying antiseptic, but to no avail. Okay, so let's talk about maybe a couple scenarios related to this. What would you say, I mean, let's have someone jump in and give us an example of a breakup, how it went, and were there any surprises in the process? Because I think we all have these glorified ideas that this is going to be okay, we're both healthy people, we can make this happen, you know, we're mature, this is just going to be okay, but then sometimes it just doesn't quite go that way. I know that I definitely thought relationships were okay until the breakup phase, and then some crazy ensued. So anyone have a good example of just something that maybe you were like, oh, wasn't quite prepared for that?
Well, I dated a guy. We actually, we met at a wedding of two of our dear friends, and a couple of years later ended up reconnecting through Twitter, of all places.
Mm-hmm. And just kind of... Oh, no, that would happen to you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. I know. It's weird. I've met two guys on Twitter, so we'll just leave that there. But so we started talking, you know, to your point, like emotionally connecting, that kind of thing. And then just decided to try it long distance. And we met face-to-face again when I went to visit my grandparents, because he lived in the same state, and just he really pursued and thought things were going great. Then he came out and met my family for Thanksgiving, and everything was wonderful. He went home, and then he didn't talk to me for 2 weeks. And I was like, where did that come from? I don't understand. And just after trying to really get him to communicate about what was going on, I just said, listen, if you aren't willing to kind of communicate and talk through some of these things, then why are we in a relationship? And he was like, that's fine. And that was pretty much over. And it just was really weird, because it felt like everything was going great. And then all of a sudden, commitment really started to set in. My family really liked him. You know, we were starting to have some of those conversations. And then all mm-hmm. of a sudden, it was like, oh, no, I can't. He was like, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. And instead of just choosing to talk about it, he ran. Mm-hmm. And so in that case, maybe he initiated, but I was the one who finally said, no, we're not gonna mm-hmm. just keep going around and around. Mm-hmm. But I didn't expect that one to end.
Yeah.
To end like that, although I probably should have known better.
No, for sure.
Yeah. I have someone that I recently broke up with, and we dated for a while, and he was a great Christian guy, and wanted to get married to me, and we just had a lot of things that we argued over, and I would bring it up, and we would discuss it, and he would say, I'll work on that, and then nothing would change. Mm-hmm. And so this continued to happen over and over. And eventually I said, you know, okay, I'm not going to continue to go around the circle. And so I broke it off. And he was extremely hurt and, you know, said that he had planned the rest of his life with me and that, you know, I had ruined everything. And he was crying and, you know, just very upset. And I think I tried to let him down the easiest way that I could, because I, you know, he's a great guy. And I think that he will make someone very happy, but that someone is not me.
Yeah. So. Well, you got some tears out of it, at least. I had a similar situation where a guy... Well, I did. I had a similar situation where a guy proposed, and I was just not ready to marry him, but I didn't think the relationship was super bad. I just thought we needed more time, and so I said that, and he was like, oh, yeah, you know, okay. And then it was, like, less than 2 weeks later, and he's like, okay, well, it's not going to work out. We're just done, and it was super, like, upbeat about it. And I was like, you just said you loved me and wanted to spend the rest of your life with me. And now it's like, let's just move on and we'll be friends and whatever. And I just thought that was super jarring and very, like, not honoring of our relationship.
That's really
and
weird.
I was kind of ticked off.
Yeah,
it was,
I think that's okay.
It was upsetting. So.
Well, and I've also had people that wanted to jump into relationships really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I dated a guy that we went on one date together. And we had talked on the phone, we met online, and I wasn't interested, and so I let him know that, and he sort of went ballistic, and would just call me repeatedly, I mean, like 50, 60 times,
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he would just text me, and, you know, we were going to get married, and we were going to have kids together, and, like, he had our whole life planned out, and he had met me one time.
Yeah.
You know, and so...
Yeah, that's a little
yeah,
much.
Yeah, it was a little much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Anthony? How have you had relationships go down? Have you, like, approached them in what you think is a healthy way, since you're the one that's broken them off? But have they gone the way you expected them to go?
Okay. Yes, pretty much. It all went decently well. I had one relationship that I was pretty deeply invested into, and that was kind of a gut-wrenching thing, but the right thing for sure. My worst breakup was actually with my wife. So I did all of them pretty well until that one, and that one I really flubbed and had to, like, come back and apologize for. And but, you know, we're married now, so.
Okay, how long were you broken up before you got back together?
6 months.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she kind of hung around for you.
She didn't. We both dated other people during that time.
Okay.
And I had, like, zero hope. So the only reason that we got back into contact was that proximity, mutual friends, and my need to apologize. So
okay,
but otherwise, I'm pretty happy with how it went down previously. So uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Now, do any of you have breakup situations where post-breakup you realize that you shouldn't, like, did you learn any lessons of, I shouldn't have even been dating this person in the first place? Like, what have you learned through breakups about the way that you get into relationships, the way you hang on to relationships, just anything where you're like, lesson learned for next time to not even start dating a person like this?
Oh, absolutely. I think part of it is... I'm just a really relational person. Like, I love connecting with people. And for me, it's discerning what is really a connection in terms of this person that, you know, I'm really interested in them. I'm attracted to them. They're in a really good place spiritually. Like, being able to discern those things mm-hmm. rather than just, oh, we have a connection. Let's pursue something. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's been taking a step back and saying, am I going to be a little bit more discerning and wise about who I'm ready to jump into a relationship with? Because in the past, I haven't been. And my breakups have been decent. You know, there was only really one that was really difficult and really awful. And that was in my early 20s. And I hope I've learned some mm-hmm. stuff since then. But for me, just because I love to connect and I love to hear people's stories, and that's really important to me, it's discerning that type of connection. Because mm-hmm. I think a few times where I've ended up dating someone, we've probably had really great chemistry and we've connected on a lot of good levels, but on the important ones, that hasn't been there. And that's why eventually the relationship ended. Mm-hmm. And so just learning and being more discerning about the qualities that I'm actually looking for, and being someone who has those qualities that other people are looking for. Because I wasn't always that person either. It's not all one-sided. Like, yeah. I ended this and they were awful. You know, it's examining, what did I do wrong, and where mm-hmm. can I grow and learn and be better and grow in the Lord? Because
yeah.
I think sometimes it's easy to project all of that onto the other person mm-hmm. and not take responsibility for how you added to the relationship ending.
Well, and for some people, it's just easy to get into relationships. Mm-hmm. I mean, with me, mm-hmm. I'm just like relating to everyone. You yep. know, I just... Like, yep. I actually have to break up tonight with my massage therapist, and I'm just kind of filled with angst over it, because I'm like, I've been going consistently, and I have to deliver the hard news that really I can't be coming this often, okay? And I'm just feeling like there may be tears. I don't know, because I feel, you know, now she's mm-hmm. all like, I'll text you with whatever, and she's acting like she's my friend, and I'm like, we're not really friends. So mm. I'm seeing a lot of yeah. that similarly. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. tough. Because I just want everyone to be my friend, okay? Mm-hmm. And they can't, so... It's hard.
Well, and I think the older I get, the sooner I know that those qualities are there or not. Mm-hmm. And relationships don't last. You know, I'll know in the first few dates whether this is someone I want to pursue or not. Mm-hmm. So I think that's been helpful, sort of examining myself and, you know, what can I do better and how did I respond to things or how did I, you know, behave in different situations.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Any other lessons learned in particular? How to do things, how not to do things?
I'd say one thing I learned with one relationship, the reason I broke up with her was that there was just nothing happening in terms of relating on a spiritual level or trying to talk about, you know, scripture or things that, you know, matter. And so whenever I try to broach these topics, they'd be kind of that glazed over look, and it just, you know, wasn't changing or whatever. So I think what I learned from that was, why was I dating that person in the first place if mm-hmm. there wasn't really much happening on the faith level? So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
I think also just figuring out how to grieve the breakup process, because mm-hmm. I think there can be extremes where people are like, well, that person wasn't good for you anyway, you just really need to get over it, or where you can wallow mm-hmm. in and get to a place where you kind of romanticize why you were with that person, even if you broke up with them. Or I think especially when you have been dumped, it's easy to just think about all of the really good things. And I think just learning how to grieve well, how to honor the Lord in that, and how to appropriately move on and process all of your feelings. Because a breakup brings a lot of feelings. It brings up mm-hmm. a lot of stuff. And so I think just figuring out how to appropriately deal with it has been a huge lesson for me. And who I can deal with those emotions with as well. I think mm-hmm. finding a safe place in your community, whether it's a pastor or a close friend or a counselor, whoever it is, just finding someone who will hold you accountable to dealing with it in the right way, in a way that honors the Lord and the person. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen a lot of people go crazy, you know, whether we watch television or whatever, we see people go crazy with breakups and, mm-hmm. you know, either trying to get people back or we're going to you know, slice that guy's car or whatever.
That actually brings me to the last kind of thing that I want to talk about, and that is getting over that breakup and moving on and eventually or not eventually having some form of relationship with this person, if you do. I know one of the lamest things I heard when I went through a breakup was, I remember I came into work and had talked, we had a temp working for us, and I mentioned, I was all like, you know, puffy eyed and stuff, and was just said, you know, yeah, I just went through a breakup, and she was like, well, on to the next one. I was just like, I mean, just felt so like this guy was just some kind of weird commodity. And I was defensive of him. I'm like, he's actually a person and it's not designed in that. Mm-hmm. And I just remember that being so bad. Whereas the friends who really, even if they thought that the guy was lame and knew that it wasn't going anywhere, to at least acknowledge the fact that there was emotion there and there was connection and stuff like that. I don't know. I mean, how have you guys felt in the process of like, choosing to move on, or what that looks like to work through the emotions related to it?
Well, I think it's definitely hard because there's a reason that you connected with this person in the first place. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really hard when there's not like these clear-cut things that the other person is doing, you know, like you catch them doing drugs or with another person or whatever. But you just realize that this is not where God is leading you. Mm-hmm. And so it's a great person, and they're going to have a, you know, one day, I think they're going to be a great spouse to someone. But when you realize that that's not the one for you, I think there's a lot of hurt feelings on both sides. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, I mean, like she was saying, just, you know, turning to friends and knowing that you have someone to go to and, you know, those friends not minimizing what you went through, but also not, you know, exploding everything and this is the worst thing ever and, you know, those type of things. And I think it's important to really be truthful with yourself about the relationship, because I think a lot of times you only think about all the good things that happened. Mm-hmm. And when you sit down and really think about the positives and the negatives, then it makes, and remember those things when you're grieving, then it makes more sense. Okay, this is confirmation that I'm not supposed to be with this person.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm. For me, I think with relationships that got, you know, more serious after breaking up, it was a weird mixture of elation and depression. I think, you know, if you really invest emotionally and time and everything, you know, into a relationship for a long time and then cut it off, it's damaging. You know, it matters. So there was always that part, the grief and just really feeling it, but also kind of mixed in with that, just this real sense of something being taken off of my shoulders because something that wasn't right was over. So I think for me, it was just good to, first of all, be well-connected in community, have people to talk to, people, you know, to pastor you and stuff like that. Two, to like really honor that person and not go around telling all these negative stories about why you and that person broke up, like keep it private or just honoring. And yeah, just take time to kind of go through all those experiences and those emotions versus just kind of hopping onto something else or ignoring it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Would you guys say, have you ever circled back and become friends again with these people? Or, I mean, I know one friend of mine who is like Facebook friends with all of his exes and he doesn't have a problem with it. I mean, it's just like, I'm in their lives and I just support them and, you know, whatever. And I'm not sure everyone can do that, but how have you ever come full circle with any of those people? Or do you just cut it off and you're done? Don't know where these people are.
I think it depends on how it ends. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and what the depth of the relationship is. I mean, for me, the bad breakup that I referenced in my early 20s, like there was no possibility for me just to have him in my life because it was just a really bad situation. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there have been other guys that I've dated that have been, you know, serious relationships that ended, and it took some time, you know, and I think it also depends on where the person is in their life and how they're dealing with the separation and the breakup and that kind of thing. But, you know, with a couple of guys, eventually, you know, they've circled back around or I've circled back around and we don't talk every day. We're not establishing, you know, that kind of connection again, but just, you know, every once in a while I'll get an email or, you know, a message on Facebook. Hey, how are you doing? Just thinking of you, that kind of thing. And I'm comfortable with that level. But yeah, I think there's just so many variables. It depends on you. It depends on the other person and the relationship. But I think it can happen. I think you just have to be careful.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where it is for me, too. I think most of the guys, because of either geography or life situation or whatever, I'm just not in contact with them. But I think to myself, were they to enter my life, I could be in the same church with them. I could mm-hmm. be in a small group with them. It wouldn't be a big deal. But I definitely needed that time of separation initially to be like, that needs to end, and mm-hmm. then you can revisit it mm-hmm. somehow, yeah. I guess. Yeah. All right. Well, great thoughts, you guys. And hopefully all of you out there are willing to weigh in on what you have learned as well, the good lessons and the bad. So hop over to the blog and do comment there so we can get a discussion going. So breaking up is at times hard to do, but it doesn't have to be completely devastating. Sometimes it was for me, but let's just say that lessons have been learned. So hopefully, doing it better next time, or maybe meeting someone that I don't have to break up with. I'm just saying.
That would also work.
That sounds
awesome.
Good.
That'd be great.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks.
Thank you.